Invasions spread as government digs in. Analysis. As sieges widened to 10 more state agencies, Puratai still appears reluctant to use force. Anti-government protests are escalating as attempts to occupy state offices intensify. It is unclear, however, how the deadlock will end, since both sides seem to have their backs to the wall. The struggle between the Yingluck Shinawat administration and anti-government protesters, led by ex-Democrat MP Su Tae Tuksuban, will likely take some time, as both sides accuse each other of illegitimacy. Mr. Su Tae insists the Yingluck government is unlawful, since it rejected the Constitution Court's ruling on the Charter Amendment draft. The government says Mr. Su Tae's decision to seize state offices has breached the peace and is akin to overthrowing democracy. Both sides have accused each other of treason. As a result, the confrontation seems to have turned into a standoff because whoever loses could face serious criminal charges. Ms. Yingluck earlier insisted she will not step down or dissolve the House of Representatives. "I don't understand. There is no Thaksin regime, only democracy," Ms. Yingluck said yesterday. With reference to the Thaksin regime, Ms. Yingluck was responding to Mr. Su Tae and anti-government protesters' allegations about the influence of ousted Premier Thaksin Shinawat over her government. She called on protesters to bring their demands to the negotiating table. "The government is making an all-out effort to avoid any violence. The government's ally, the Red Shirt United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship, is limiting its moves to avoid confrontation." Thaksin has asked Puratai members to fight to maintain the government's power, said a source close to the Puratai Party's strategic team. "The MPs have been told to mobilize Red Shirts to help, otherwise all our efforts will go to waste. The power must be maintained or the Shinawat family can't stay in this country." The source said the Puratai Party and the government are confident they can stay in power because the protest groups are still doing nothing despite the mass mobilization of demonstrators last Sunday. The large crowd on Ratchadamnern Avenue on Sunday forced the protest leaders to escalate their moves. Wittiya Gauperadai, former Democrat MP for Nakhon Si Thammarat, said it was necessary for protest leaders to intensify the rally. He said people were frustrated that the government, despite losing its legitimacy, refused to bow to the pressure. "We realize that the fight will be protracted and we haven't thought about it ending. Thaksin will fight as hard as he can too, because his entire family is at stake," Mr. Wittiya said. Mr. Su Tae insisted he would not negotiate with the government, adding that if his deadline to topple the government by the end of this month could not be met, it would be extended. Attention is likely to shift to the National Anti-Corruption Commission, which is wrapping up alleged corruption cases against Ms. Yingluck and the government regarding the 350 billion baht water management and the rice pledging schemes. The protesters yesterday rallied at 10 government agencies and encouraged civil servants to stop working for the Puratai-led government. The agencies are Commerce, Culture, Energy, Industry, Labor, Natural Resources, and Environment, Public Health, Social Development and Human Security, Science and Technology Ministries, and the Department of Special Investigation. Civil servants waved national flags and cheered to show their support for the protest, which went smoothly without any clashes between demonstrators and security officers. They also gained support from the State Enterprises Workers' Relations Confederation that announced yesterday that members of 43 labor unions have agreed to take leave today and tomorrow to join the anti-government protest. The State Railway of Thailand and the Bangkok Mass Transit Authority's labor unions refused to join the campaign. Protesters in many provinces also besieged provincial halls yesterday, as requested by Mr. Su Tae.